I guided the fist southeast over the endless lake, which whipped by beneath me faster than it ever had. The ship's speed scaled to match my strength, and as my worship had swelled, so too had the ship's abilities. I'd first noticed the change after besting my aunt and devouring Crispus and all the officers of his legions. That day had changed things. Now I wasn't just the god of the sands. I was demon and Sagir was rat. Our story tomes were everywhere. They knew of our struggle, and it seemed an increasing number shared our cause. That gave me hope in the face of seemingly impossible circumstances. I had no way to counter Sakava. The Avatar was large enough to literally devour any force I fielded, while Tartarus had no such limitations. In the distance near the swamps of Orlon, it was impossible to miss the fields upon fields of organized ebon ranks. Tartarus had seized the rent and let in reinforcements. Combined with those I knew lay under Hazra, that was an army such as the cycle had not faced since the Gods' War, when they'd had true protectors to counter such a threat. Perhaps future incarnation, reading of such a threat might sound daunting. I hope it doesn't after having read the Chronicle thus far. I have always known rationally that our cause was hopeless. Faith keeps me going. Faith in my past incarnations. Faith in Rey. Faith in Sagir and Lee, and even Celeste and Eric now. How odd to think of stewards as friends. Faith even in you, who have not been born, future me. I spied an unusual island off the southern coast of Ollivantia, and couldn't help but grin when I realized where the ship was leading me. Somehow that little archmage had figured out a way to convert a spider mountain into a ship. An island ship. My legions, for they were that, cavorted around great bonfires around the lower slopes. I more imagined than smelled the fish cooking over those great fires. The troops looked elated, but thin. Too thin. The passage through the ashlands had been a harsh one. The fist descended toward the keep where Lee and I had dwelt, which now belonged to Sagir. The vessel landed, but before it touched down, I'd already blinked inside my former home, in the corner designated for such spells, and scanned for the new owner. Sagir? I peered around. Here, friends all! The shutters burst open, and Sagir sailed inside, a tiny cup of something sweet clutched in one paw. Your timing is excellent, as always. The men were already recovering from our ordeal. But your return and news of how you have decapitated the Hazran Imperium have renewed their faith. Lucretia escaped, I admitted, shoulders slumping. I'd been carrying that since the battle. But you said she no longer possesses the flame, Sagir countered with a grin, then snapped his fingers, and a larger cup of what smelled of mead drifted off the table and into my hand. Yes, it is not even midday and we are drinking. We have survived. There must be celebration, or this struggle has no worth. We must save our victory, not dwell on the rough edges. You're right, I accepted the mug with a grin, and downed a healthy swallow. It might have been the best thing I'd ever tasted. It's good to see you, my friend. Hadi? Sagir raised an eyebrow. He stayed behind, I assume? He did. I tried not to make the words forlorn. He's happier in the desert, though I suspect we'll see him soon enough. I still have to figure out what wedding the flame means, and that will take us back there. It's important. As important as finishing the trials to control the cycle. Before I got into the spirit realm, I have to wed the flame. I sense that. I tried to ignore the growing pulsing from the north now. The bloodwood, a part of me always, though I'd relegated the seed to the back of my mind, just another limb I only checked in with occasionally. The tree's urgency could be ignored, but it was growing. So many competing needs.